New York and New Jersey have seen more than double the average snowfall this winter. And for those in low-income neighborhoods, all the snowstorms of the year and the unusually cold weather have been especially trying. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez has more from East Orange.
There isn't a clear walkway on many of the residential sidewalks here. They're covered in at least 3 feet of snow. So we walk down the middle of the road, sharing it with cars and the occasional snowplow.
If you don't have a special shoes to cross the street, it's very difficult. You can go down.
Vianel Peralta moved to East Orange 4 months ago from the Dominican Republic. He's still looking for a job and says he hasn't been able to buy good winter gear yet.
Yeah, but it's very difficult. Look at me.
He has 2 grocery bags wrapped around his shoes, tied in knots at his ankles. A yellow bag on the right foot, a white one on the left. Snow from the previous storms had already formed into rock-hard mounds of ice before the last storm hit. Residents who have been here all winter say the cold and the snow is having a serious impact on their lives.
There's nowhere to put the snow because it's been snowing Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but
it really does take a toll on everything.
Can't go to work because the bus is not running, or we can't get our cars out.
Some bosses, they honestly just don't care. They just want you to be at work.
So people, it's messing people's money up.
In some parts of this neighborhood, money is a big concern in the winter, says resident Eddie Salvador.
People have been actually using like their stove for heat. It's that bad. It's really that bad.
Ebi Ojibi Obona, who has been living here for 10 years, says this has been one of the most expensive winters for heating her house.
That, I'm going to tell you, for my heat, is jumped up times 2. I just got my bill 2 weeks ago. I had to call some of my friends and I'm like, what am I saying?
Her bill was $189. She says that's too much. But as far as how the city is responding this winter, she says it seems like everything that can be done is.
I see the truck, I see the salt plow, I see the police cop, you know, telling people to remove their car from the road. The city is trying their best. It's just nothing to be done.
And there's much more winter ahead. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.